Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden is declaring climate change a national priority. Biden has signed sweeping executive orders to cut subsidies for fossil fuels and halt new leases for oil and gas drilling on federal property. White House climate advisor Gina McCarthy says the U.S. economy will be powered with clean energy.
We're going to make sure that nobody is left behind. And I'm not just talking about communities in terms of environmental justice, but workers as well. This order takes historic strides to address environmental injustice. It creates both a White House interagency task force to address environmental justice, as well as an advisory council.
McCarthy says Americans who lose jobs in the fossil fuel industry will be able to get retraining for positions in renewable energy economy. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with his counterpart in the Philippines on Wednesday. Blinken affirmed the U.S.'s solidarity with Southeast Asia in withstanding Chinese influence. Details from NPR's Emily Fang.
The Biden administration has inherited a tough gauntlet of China-related issues. Among them is the South China Sea, a resource-rich expanse that China, the Philippines, and several other countries all have overlapping claims over. During Trump's last days in office, his administration placed sanctions on several Chinese officials and companies, expanding China's presence there. Blinken appears ready to continue the U.S.'s tougher line in the region. During his call with the Philippines Foreign Secretary, he said the U.S., quote, rejects China's maritime claims in the sea and said he stood with Southeast Asia against Chinese pressure. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
As new, more contagious variants of the coronavirus spread across the United States, some public health experts are recommending that people wear double masks. NPR's Maria Godoy has more.
One of the easiest ways to improve the masks we wear is to layer two masks on top of each other. One strategy is to wear a surgical mask as the base layer because they're made of a material that's very effective at filtering particles. But a lot of surgical masks fit loosely, so wearing a cloth mask on top of it can give it a tighter fit, as well as add an extra layer of filtration. A mask works best if it seals tightly to your face. That's true regardless of what it's made of. Aim to create a tight seal so that air isn't escaping out of the sides. And remember, don't let your nose hang over the top of the mask. That defeats the purpose. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
A World Health Organization team has emerged from a 14-day quarantine to begin a fact-finding mission in Wuhan, China, to find the origins of COVID-19. The mission has become politically charged as China seeks to avoid blame for its actions in December 2019, when clusters of COVID cases were first detected in Wuhan. This is NPR News. Apple says that hackers have been exploiting security flaws in iPhones and iPads. The company has not disclosed details about the threat, but says it affects part of the software for iOS and the web browser used by Safari and other apps. Apple users are being urged to install security updates as soon as possible. Apple credits anonymous researchers for pointing out the vulnerability. Security forces fired tear gas Wednesday as crowds swarmed the streets of Lebanon's capital city. Netta Honzi reports that the demonstrators are angry about the city's dire economic conditions.
Violent protesters attempted to storm a government building in Tripoli, one of Lebanon's poorest cities. Over 200 people were injured in clashes with security forces, state news reported, while local media said some protesters were injured by live ammunition. It is the third straight evening of clashes. Lebanese people are angry over their grim economic situation and accuse politicians of doing little to repair Lebanon's crumbling economy. Over half the country lives under the poverty line, unemployment is high, and basic goods have become unaffordable to many. On top of all that, a total shutdown of the country due to a sharp rise in coronavirus cases has led to even more job losses. For NPR News, I'm Neda Homsi in Beirut.
In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are down a fraction after Wall Street stocks fell over 2% during Wednesday's session. Across Asia, markets are lower at this hour, down nearly 3% in Hong Kong. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR